The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHO Extra and I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon, which means you also know a lot more about our guest, Mr. Jeremy Skinner, than the average bear. And we bullied him into coming back, so he's back.
Hold on a second. Because we are working in 1950s technology, let me dial him real quick. Hold on. I hope he answers. Maybe after the next one, he'll answer.
Hello?
Hey, Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Who's this?
did you become a moonshine hillbilly?
Well, it's the 1930s.
I'm a prospector.
It's prohibition.
He's a prospector. Oh, that's fair. I'm sorry I denied you, Jeremy.
Yeah, which one of us is good? Which one of us went through all four levels of the UCB studio? It was me.
That was Ashley.
And Jason correct. Is still a better improviser than me, proving that education is a vague concept at best.
Who was the person at level two that was like, I think I got everything I need out of this one? Anyways,
it doesn't exist anymore.
We are going to talk about our favorite monsters in movies and television and even comic books and prose because, we just called it movies and TVs because that's just an easy way to title it. Because King Kong is essentially a giant movie monster and yeah. Godzilla is essentially a giant movie monster. Now, I have a list from Collider.com, our friends over there, written by Aubrey Page, who has a list of the 20 best movie monsters of all time ranked. We will judge whether or not we think this list is correct. But I want to start off, Jeremy, is there anybody, when I say movie monster, that just, do you have a favorite movie monster? Because I want to see if yours makes it on the list. Is there anybody that pops out when I say that to you?
So for one thing, there's two tiers of monsters for me. There's your like vampire, werewolf, zombie tier of monster. And then there's like your kaiju tier monster.
Interesting.
And those are very, very different things for me.
I think this list is combined.
I was going to say 20 feels like it's probably mix and matching both of those. And I don't care for that at all, frankly.
You know what? Jeremy, I agree with you. And I think this is why we're friends because I think, yes, they're like thinking about, let's say,
they're different animals,
the mummy,
you know? Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. The mummy is a different monster compared to a kaiju. That is not the same monster to me.
Different threats. So, but for in my head, I'm keeping in line with King Kong. I'm thinking larger than life, and I gotta be honest with myself. It's the 1998 Godzilla. Kidding.
Really?
I was convinced.
Yeah, I was the same way. I was like,
she's a lady.
I just said that because I heard you guys' last week's episode about it. I do actually enjoy that movie. I have very good positive
I saw that movie in theaters.
So did I. It's not that bad.
Tacit cosine. We're going to do a retrospective on that at some point with Jeremy in the future.
I will watch it. I'll watch that with you guys.
Absolutely. I've never seen. It's the only Godzilla movie I've never seen.
Ashley, I want to warn you right now, you do not know what you are signing up for by agreeing to that.
Okay, if 25 people ask for it in the comments.
25.
We got to go high number.
What's the hashtag?
Hashtag GHL 1998. Yes.
How about hashtag GHL Azaria? Yes.
Sure.
Because Hank Azaria is in 1998.
Either of those is fine.
That's great.
So let's
spotlight Hank Azaria as opposed to Matthew Broderick for a variety
absolutely.
Of reasons.
That's a
great
idea.
Also, let me just say this before we move on about the 98 Godzilla. The hate on that movie is anti-feminist. We finally got a woman Godzilla and everybody hates it. That's dumb. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say it's so interesting because 98's Godzilla is, I agree with you, Jeremy, not as bad as everybody makes it out to be, but it also has a lot of problems, and it almost has the opposite problems that Peter Jackson's King Kong has, whereas the idea that everything in Peter Jackson's King Kong is like stretched out and really long and overly explained, whereas like everything in 98's Godzilla could kind of be smoothed over if we just spent some time and explained something.
It could have done with a slightly longer cut, actually. You're right.
Like, everything in that movie is just frustrating because they don't explain it. They just move on.
Y'all, let's do it. Let's retrospective the 98 Godzilla.
Hashtag GHL Azaria, yes.
All right, I'm making notes.
And Azaria can be, it's A-Z-A-R-I-A, it's but spelled, we'll take it however you want.
Yeah, it's spelled the way it sounds.
Okay. Oh man.
That was a joke answer. I derailed us with that. My honest, if I'm being honest sure. with myself, my favorite larger than life movie monster is Cloverfield.
Jeremy, that was gonna be my answer.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I drilled down on the real one.
Why I love you.
That's a great question. That's a great choice. Does that monster have an official name?
I believe it's the Cloverfield monster. Oh, okay. I will do a cursory Google
affectionally,
search.
it's known as Clovey.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting, yeah. interesting. Okay. You know, they're bringing it back, right, Jeremy?
Yeah. I'm excited. I like all of the Cloverfield movies,
Me
honestly.
Too.
I do too.
I like to
Paradox has problems, but like it's interesting. It took some big swings and like parts of it work.
I will say this about Paradox. I think the parts of it that don't work are the parts that connected it to the other two movies because everything else in that movie works.
Well, you know about the history of that yes. movie kind of, right? Yes, there's a reason course. For that.
So his official name is Clover.
Oh, that's
oh okay. There you go. Like
Clovey is the fan.
So
name.
your answer is Cloverfield.
That's not what I gotta go with.
Well, if
Ashley, sorry, I'm
since
Jeremy beat me to it, I also want to give a big shout out to. Hold on, let me figure out what the name of it is. It's the Baby Godzilla from Shin Godzilla.
Godzuki?
No, I always call him the Wiggly Boy because he wiggles. But he has a real fan canon. It's like Kamata-kun is his name. But
actually, I'm all here for any baby Godzilla and Son of Kong.
Yes. Well, the internet is just telling me about Manila, which we learned. Kamata-kun.
Kamata-kun.
He's the weird evolutionary version of the Godzilla baby that has no arms and his eyes have no eyelids. And he kind of looks like if Nicole Byer were a kaiju, she would be this one. And because she always just looks like delighted and taken aback. But yeah, when I think of big monsters, like I automatically am like the angels from Evangelion or the Titans. Like I'm always like a giant Japanese monster is what my brain goes to. So Jason, you can't say the Cloverfield monster.
I'm not.
Who are you going to say?
Martin Freeman. No. I'm just saying that because
in terms of his behavior on sets?
Yes. No.
Did I miss bad news about Martin Freeman?
No, no.
Oh, that's like years old bad news.
I'm just connecting it back to The Hobbit. I've heard from many, many pieces of information that he is not a friendly dude on set.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. He's a great Bilbo, though.
Yes. So I like, weirdly, even though it's basically Cthulhu, I like the weird tentacle creature that comes out of the opening in the sky from Hellboy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's very scary, even though I know that's supposed to be Cthulhu, but I think they didn't want to call it Cthulhu, but it's like, I love that creature. And mm-hmm. I always thought the sequel of Hellboy was going to be him fighting that thing. That's why I love Hellboy too. I think it's a really excellent movie, but I've always disappointed that we never got a Ron Perlman fighting that thing. Because I thought that's where that movie was taking us. And also, I was going to say, I like the creatures from The Mist. Now, I know we never really get to quite see them, so we don't know
the,
how...
The recent one?
The Thomas Jane one.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, because there are some implications in that movie that some of them might be the size of Godzilla.
Uh-huh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then
yeah.
there's little small ones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because it's The Mist, they kind of hide it. So, like... that is sort of my secondary answer because I know like we don't quite know the size of those things. So, you know, not really quite big movie monster, but I like the big monsters that are actually scary to me because I like Godzilla and I like King Kong, but they have never been scary to me. They're kind of like Freddy and Jason. They're just kind of like, oh, okay. Movie characters. Got it.
You know, a movie had a freaky monster, The Host. Either of you ever see that? The Korean movie?
No.
Oh no.
That's a very good movie. Y'all should check that out sometime.
All right, so we want to dive into this list?
Yeah.
Okay, number 20 is the aliens from Attack the Block.
I have not seen Attack the Block.
Same here.
I've seen it. They're pretty good. They're basically like kind of like dog gorilla creatures. They kind of chase you down. you know, I don't know if they were ever scary for me.
I mean, they're definitely not scarier than the way people go after John Boyega on social media.
That's fair.
Need of Attack the Block.
That's fair. Number 19 is Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. I never found Audrey that scary.
I don't think Audrey is particularly scary. I mean, the idea is scary, but the puppet is like kind of delightful.
Well, the puppet, that's the thing is I always knew, because if you don't know, Little Shop of Horrors was directed by Frank Oz, and the crew of the Muppets operated Audrey 2.
Yes, they did.
And I was always like, that's an amazing puppet. I never was like, oh, that's a scary monster. Jerry, did you have any Little Shop of Horrors thoughts?
No, but I never found Audrey particularly scary, I guess, myself either, but I feel like she deserves to be on a list with the caliber of like Kong and Godzilla, more so than like a werewolf or a zombie type of situation.
Got it.
Definitely.
Because of the oversized nature and stuff.
Number 18 is a very interesting choice for this list, and I would have never considered it, is The Blob from 1958's The Blob, or even the 1988 remake. That's an interesting movie monster that we don't really think of as a movie monster because it is this lifeless form.
I haven't seen it, so I cannot speak to it.
The Blob is really not scary.
Isn't Wilfred Brimley in one of them?
That's the thing, which I was just about to ask
they're
about.
They're not the same.
No, they're not. They're not.
They're not. The Never thing is mind. Much scarier than The Blob.
The thing, one of is them
the
is
thing
in
on
the
this
Arctic.
List.
The thing, I will be disappointed if The Thing is not on this list.
It should be, and I can't believe I'm just now thinking of it.
We're only at number 18. Number 17 is, I think, an excellent choice. Also, I think a lot of people forget about this. The Rancor from Star Wars Return of the Jedi, that giant monster that Luke finds at the bottom of Jabba's palace, that is an excellent movie monster.
I agree. I thought the Rancor was legitimately scary when I was a kid. Also, a Muppet? Yes?
I think so. I think it's a Muppet just like Jabba is a Muppet.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. Action Figure Spotlight. I remember in the Star Wars Power of the Force series that was released in the late 90s, when they made the Rancor, it was like their first oversized action figure. And I remember wanting it so bad. I never had it. I don't want it now. So if any of you don't offer, thank you so much, but don't offer. I only want to see hashtag GHL Azaria yes below. But when they announced that oversized figure with a tiny, tiny Luke, and the only weapon he came with was the little bone that you could shove in his mouth, I thought it was a great design. So there you go. Action Figure Spotlight for you. Number 16, everybody, is Clover from Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Too low. Too low on the list.
I think they're weirdly cute.
They are. They kind of
are.
The little baby parasite Clovers are cute, too.
I saw ages and ages ago on, you know, one of those knockoff t-shirt sites, someone had little chibi versions of them, and I didn't buy it, and I still think about that shirt, and I've never been able to find it.
I'm going
to
ask this question of Jeremy, because Mr. Jeremy Skinner, listeners, and I both watched the finale of Lost together in 2010 in Circle Cinema, and it was a very fond memory of mine.
Sam.
And I know that Jeremy is a big Lost fan, just like I am. Jeremy, did the Dharma Initiative create Clover? Because those Easter eggs are in Cloverfield.
Oh, man.
How do you know? I don't care. I don't think there's a correct answer to this, but I'm very curious about your take.
Well, because, like, Slusho is tied into Lost, right? Like, that definitely exists in that world. So that means, like, the Taguatu Corporation does too, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say yes. Because why not?
I like it. Yep. All right.
Until someone can explicitly give me a reason why not, then it's headcanon.
I'm accepted in it. Number 15 is from a film that I really like. It's Otachi, the giant kaiju from Pacific Rim. He's the one that forces Gypsy to pull out their sword for the first time.
Mm.
So I think that's an interesting choice.
The flying one?
I think so, yes.
The hammerhead one. The one whose head looks like a doorstop.
Yes.
Is my favorite kaiju from the Pacific Rim canon.
Number 14 is the Behemoth. I didn't know it had a name.
That's the biggest one.
From the Mist.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite monsters made it on. It was also apparently been known as the Impossibly Tall Creature. I just think the Mist is such a solid movie. And if you haven't seen the Mist in the black and white.
Yes, that is the way to watch it.
It is the way to watch it. And I remember there are some very, if you want to do some very interesting film school research, go read about Frank Darabont's fights with the studio about whether or not they would let him release it in black and white or not.
Also, Marcia Gay Harden is really good as the religious zealot in that movie.
I mean, I'm going to say this. I'm a big fan of Thomas Jane, and I think The Mist is Thomas Jane's best movie.
Wow.
So there you go.
I'll say this. I never saw that movie because I've been explicitly warned not to, that the ending would upset me.
The ending is upsetting. That's true.
I've been told that as a parent,
I was going to say,
should not
I feel like you as a father, it would hit you differently.
I'm aware of basically what goes down, and I honestly haven't had the hugest urge to watch that movie, even though I hear good things.
It's very much a Stephen King ending with the idea of, you know, humans are the real monsters.
Yeah.
So, I would, and it
I
is about
enough
a,
of that
a
in
dad.
Real life.
Yeah. I would say. I don't know number 13.
That's the one Jeremy was talking about.
Oh, Jeremy, the host.
The host?
Well, Gumol? How do you say it?
We don't speak Korean. I apologize to anybody.
I couldn't begin to tell you. Sorry. I haven't seen it in a decade.
Junho Bong's The Host is number 13.
Bong Junho, depending on your pronunciation from where you're from, also, you know, director of Parasite.
That is correct. Yeah, that's why I recognize the name. Yeah. That's cool.
It's a very good movie.
I do not agree with number 12. Number 12 is The Predator from Predator. Now, I love the first Predator, directed by John McTiernan, one of the greatest film directors of all time. That's the one with Schwarzenegger, and it's just Schwarzenegger versus this thing in the jungle. It's, in my opinion, the only good Predator movie. I don't know if I consider him a movie monster. He's a movie alien.
Yeah.
How interesting.
You know?
I mean, to be fair, a bunch of these monsters are aliens.
Well, and I get that the Predator is...
But this is not like a kaiju from...
No, yeah, he's not a kaiju. The idea of this movie is that it is basically that this advanced alien looks at us like cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one man who is bigger than life and is like human will, like, takes him down. You know? Played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think a thing is either a monster or an alien.
Interesting.
Like, it's not both. Like, if it's a monstrous thing from another planet, it's still an alien.
Yeah, because we would never call, like, a Klingon a movie monster.
Yeah.
And to me, I look at, like, there are some...
Well, James T. Kirkwood.
Well, that's true. Because they killed his boy. but there, you know... There are Klingons that I think could take out Predators. So,
Hondo P.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with this. Number 11, I have not seen this movie, is The Crawlers from The Descent, Neil Marshall's The Descent film, which I have not seen.
Have not seen that either.
Number 10.
I've seen it, but I don't know that I would put them that high on my list.
Number 10 is a favorite of Ashley's. It's The Creature from The Black Lagoon.
I mean, The Creature is iconic and amazing, but like Jeremy said, I think it falls more into the... werewolf, vampire kind of camp.
Which makes me think that the top 10 of this list are going to be like Frankenstein's and Dracula's. So we're going to see. Number 9 is The Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth. I don't really think of that. That's the one that has the eyes in its palms.
That is Doug Jones.
It's the one on the poster. It's Doug Jones. Yeah. I don't really think that guy is that scary.
I think he's creepy, but I don't know if I'd say he's... I mean, look, I'm going to run from him. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But...
It's unsettling, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yeah.
Number 8 is A Werewolf from An American Werewolf in London.
Boo.
Great movie.
Good movie.
No, I don't think part of the discussion we're trying to have.
No. Yeah. Number 7, I like these things, but I don't... They are scary. They are the Reapers from Blade 2. Guillermo del Toro's Blade 2. They are scary monsters.
But they're just hyper vampires, basically.
They're vampires with like super soldier serum, basically.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Number 6 is Frankenstein's Monster from Frankenstein. Collider, I'm not liking your list. Number 5.
The original 33?
Yes.
Or 28 or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, he's technically not a monster. He's a creature.
Number 5 is King Kong from King Kong. He's number 5. I have a feeling Godzilla is going to be number 1, everybody. I'm just throwing this out
there. I do, too. I think
probably. Oh, no, he's not. Godzilla's number 4.
Oh.
What?
I mean, he should be number 1.
Godzilla should be number 1.
So what do we got? Dracula on the rest of this list, then?
All right, here we go, everybody. Number 3 is the Brundle Fly from The Fly, Jeff Goldblum. That is not, should not even be in the top 10. Jeff Goldblum as a fly is number 3. Okay.
Who wrote this list?
Number two is the Xenomorph from Alien.
I mean, the Xenomorphs are
very scary,
very cool. I would have picked the Alien Queen because she's a feminist icon.
Mm-hmm. Very correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so who's number one?
Number one, I actually think, is an excellent choice for number one. It is somebody that Jeremy and I talked about earlier in this list.
John Locke.
The Thing from The Thing.
I can get behind that as number one. Yes.
I agree. The shape-shifting alien from The Thing. If you haven't seen John Carpenter's The Original Thing, definitely watch it. Has one of the greatest final scenes of any movie of all time. It's really good. And I think part of the reason why it's still remembered is because it was all practical. It was all real effects that they filmed.
CG should only be used to enhance practical effects.
Is there any monsters that you feel that they left off the list, everybody?
Oh my gosh.
So like,
I mean, Mothra and Rodan and everyone who Godzilla fights.
Fair.
That's true. There are all of those other people.
Where's Mechagodzilla? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Godzuki, for God's sakes?
I sort of feel like the way that Dormammu is presented in Doctor Strange is kind of almost a movie monster.
It's an interesting
choice. I think that's a very fair observation.
Yeah. I don't think I'd put him on this list, but, you know.
Where's the cave troll from Lord of the Rings? That's definitely a movie monster.
Okay, where's the Balrog from Lord of the Rings?
There you go. The Balrog, I think, from Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, definitely deserves to be in the top 20.
Yeah.
It is such an amazing design, and it is a basic demon with wings and a flaming sword that chases you.
He's literally like, are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah, basically. Basically.
Is this list only movies?
I believe so.
I mean, it's not like we can't bring up television if you
want to say, you can throw a Demogorgon on this list and I'm okay with it.
Oh, from Stranger Things?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I dig the Demogorgon design.
I was going to say, there's probably plenty of monsters from the X-Files that deserve to be on this list, but there you go. That's what happens, everybody, when we listen to when we look at a list that is super long. And you know what? I'm typing right now because I forgot to grab the extra thought of the week. And at the same time, I have no music, guys. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I do not have the music. Okay, that's enough, Ashley. I love that theme song. But I just completely forgot to grab it, everybody. As you know, on the bottom of these posts on Patreon, you can leave your extra thought of the day, and we will talk about it here. I'm going to go to, let's see if there's one on the Aquaman's most powerful villains, GHL lecture. Oh, Noah Dalton. Hello, Noah Dalton. He has extra thought of the day, and he says, I totally thought the Aquaman lesson was going to be a re-release like Scarlet Witch, because I could have sworn you did Aquaman for the movie's release, but it was Mera you did, and the best Aquaman stories. This just proves that we all need to just listen to the podcast from the beginning every time we reach the end.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Thank you. We love those extra listens. Thank you, Noah. Hope you're doing well. And that's it. Jeremy, tell everybody where they can find you around the internet.
They can find me on Twitter at JL Awesome. And then, you know, you're already patrons. You know about the Justice League podcast. And then I'm also sometimes on my son Flash's podcast, A Flash of Infinite Worlds. And that's available wherever you buy your podcasts.
Or just listen. You don't have to buy Flash's podcast, do you?
You don't have to, but you can.
I mean, Jeremy would appreciate it if you did.
But I mean, like, you know, tip the kid for his future. He's a bright star.
That's right.
We love Flash.
That's right.
Jason and I have both been on the show, so you have nothing but reasons to go and listen.
That's right. That's right. That is very correct. All right, everybody out there in Patreon land, Jeremy, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And everyone out there, thank you for supporting the podcast and supporting Geek History Lesson. It's because of you that we can talk about kaijus and all kinds of weird monsters for over 20 minutes. So I thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Geek Extra Lesson Extra. I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And goodbye, super friends. Bye.